This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Here we are. The Talk Radio Review is on the air. Let's have a round of applause for our panelists. Everybody ready?
Sure.
So, let's hear it. Who do you got?
Round of applause. Well, I have. Richie, that's very bad English, by the way.
Who do you got? Tell me.
No, it's Rich McFadden
from
the world of Radio America, the world of radio in general.
Okay.
Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company.
You like her.
Stellar cast. Jennifer Horn from the DJV show.
She rocks.
And from, what is that show called that you do on KRLA? Brian and Jen. Jen and Brian. Who? Oh, it's The Answer.
The Morning Answer.
The Morning Answer. Wow. All right, so then I'm Doug Steffen, by the way. Let's get to our list of stories compiled by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You'll find it at talkers.com. So, Jennifer, if you're on The Answer, let me get the answer.
That's The Morning Answer, by the way.
The Morning Answer. Is it different? Is The Answer different in the afternoon?
Yeah. Sometimes the answer changes. You know the news cycle. It's like a ceiling fan. Come on.
the answer is the answer that matters.
That's right.
At the moment.
The only answer.
Exactly. All right. So, which would you prefer to consider? Which Trump story this week does The Morning Answer? I'm looking at the top 10. There are 5 of them that have to do with the Trumpster in one way or another. So which one do you think, Jennifer, is the most significant? Which one have you talked about more than any other on The Morning Answer?
Well, more than any other, it's the government shutdown that's looming. It's also Syria, I think, is important to me, too, because I think it's a misfire on the president's part. I understand it. I understand why he's doing it. He campaigned on getting out of Syria and Afghanistan. But I think there's an organized way to do it. And I don't know if just saying, yeah, okay, guys, we're going home is going to be the most effective, because that you create these opportunities for all of that work, all of that fight against ISIS to kind of go out the window if they're able to pop up again when you leave town.
So what about the quitting of Mad Dog Mattis? He resigned because of the whole business with Syria.
Didn't quit. He's retiring.
He's retiring.
Yeah, but he's ticked about Syria.
Yeah.
And he said so in the letter, and I'm not under any grand illusions that that's not the case. But, there's a couple of things. One is that the loss of James Mattis is a big one, because he is a very talented, well-liked, well-respected guy, period, end of story. But I think this is, again, more political. This is him leaving and Democrats feeling like, well, this was one of the only guys that we really liked in his administration. This is one we felt safe was there having oversight over some of the ideas and ideology of Trump. With him gone, I think it makes Democrats, the other side of the aisle, feel less secure, maybe even some Republicans. But the truth is, the president deserves to have a cabinet that supports his ideas, because he was elected president. And so if James Mattis can't do that, there will be someone who is probably just as good as James Mattis, maybe not as well decorated or well known, that will come in and help direct the president in the right way. So it's not the end of the world. I think the media paints it like it's the end of the world Mattis resigns. Do I think it's a loss? Certainly. Do I think it's a good idea to let him go? No. But I also think that we'll still wake up tomorrow and everything will be okay.
So the people that are around, I guess I wonder about the vetting process. Sessions is gone. There are a number of other people who have blown in and blown out in the last couple of years. Is this unusual? Think back, Richie. Think back, Victoria. Think back for a while, Jennifer, to previous administrations. It seems the news media is making a big deal out of all these people who are leaving. But hasn't that been the case with previous administrations? Come in and stay for a while.
There's always a revolving door. It may be spinning a little faster now than it has before, but it always,
Yeah. So there's no big deal. So in terms of other Washington items, you're at the Washington, D.C. radio company, Victoria. The holiday shutdown and all the foolishness that goes along with all of that. Do people really understand what goes on, how much money it takes to prepare for a shutdown, and the fact that everybody, even if they're sent home, they still get paid. This is a big ruse, and the chaos that it causes is annoying. That's the way I look at it. Anyway, I think it's a big. Well, you know, we can get into Jennifer and I have had a conversation this week on a couple of occasions about the so-called what do they call the employees, not necessary personnel or something,
non-essential.
Non-essential personnel. If they're not essential, what the hell are they there for? Why are they there?
Couple of things. One is that Homeland Security and the Justice Department are arguably essential, and there are 9 government departments that will temporarily shut down, and no, they don't get paid. They don't get paid until the government shutdown is over.
Yeah, but they still get paid after the fact. They get paid. They didn't do anything.
But they won't get paid during the period.
Yeah, but they'll get it in an accrual basis at the end of the period of time. They didn't lose any money. They just get it later.
One of the things about the bill they're putting through today is that two senators have installed a portion of it that will have furloughed employees get paid during the shutdown.
So that hasn't happened yet. We'll see what happens. I think to the point of what's really going on in Washington and the White House, and I think to the point of what we're talking about and what's really going on this week, which is so interesting, is that it really was a pivotal week for the Trump White House in terms of the speed with which things happened, and that President Trump surprised absolutely everybody. There were national security people from his administration giving speeches on Monday about the Syria policy and about staying in Syria. Nobody expected him to announce coming out of Syria, which he did because he wants to keep his base happy and because it was his campaign promise. And these are monumental decisions which will have lasting consequences. And this, I think, is the reason why this is such a significant week. Beyond the politics of it, it is historic. And I think that's why it's particularly interesting.
All right. Bad karma, bad image of the week, the refugee mother holding the dying child. Everybody agrees. You see the picture of that Yemeni mother who held her terminally ill son. This was bad, just bad optics all the way around. Everybody see that?
Yeah, it's not good, and obviously it's not good for the child as well. That
Jennifer?
There's a dying child. I mean, some things are just not good, and it was a right decision to allow the mother in. And sometimes, you know, when you look at thousands of people, it doesn't tell a story. When you look at one person, it tells a story. And, of course, this is the season of goodwill. And these things, I think, touch people particularly at this time.
Jennifer, you started to say something? Or did you? Maybe not. I'll hold my breath. All right, quarter past the hour on the Talk Radio Review. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Jones is here from the D.C. Radio Company. I'm Doug Steffen. If you have a problem, and I get to the nitty-gritty of problems, there are lots of folks, as we get more mature, and it isn't even an age thing, that have IBD. You know what IBD is, Richie? IBD. You be Richie. IBD. Inflammatory bowel disease. Inflammation of the gastrointestinal tract. So, if you have that problem, you're 12 times more likely to have a heart attack. Don't want to have that. You want to keep your system clean, and that's where Life Change Tea comes in. Helps people if you got gas, bloating, abdominal discomfort, that sort of thing. More and more medical experts are signing on to this way of cleansing your body. There's a lot of hype attached to a lot of things that are supposed to clean you out. This isn't hype. This is true. I drink a cup of this tea every single day. Life Change Tea. If you have an unhealthy colon, things are not working well, Make it whole again. Make it healthy again by drinking Life Change Tea. This is kind of an interesting little suggestion for those who are looking for a cute last-minute item to stuff the stockings. Life Change Tea available only by going to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com is the website. Can't buy it in the stores. Only online at GetTheTea.com. You're asking for Life Change Tea, that proprietary formula. All the teas are grown in America. The blend is in America. It's all natural, all organic. So get with the program. Go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and it'll be shipped to you free. So try it now. Get this into your system, especially this time of year when you're eating a lot of stuff that's really junky. Life Change Tea will help power wash your insides. Get it now at GetTheTea.com.
Jim Pee Wee Martin of G Company and the 101st Airborne Division speaks about what it was like during World War II defending people's freedoms he didn't know and in a place he couldn't even pronounce.
I saw a little sign said Bastogne. That's how ignorant we were. We didn't even know how to pronounce the name, didn't know what country it was.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Marley Drug. You can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Marley Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310.
It's the holiday season, guys. Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Are you losing sleep over finding the perfect gift for those special people in your life? Well, we have the answer for you. MyPillow is the ultimate stocking stuffer and the perfect gift. How often do you hear your friends and family complain about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way they sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillows are made right here in the USA with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. And they come with a 10-year warranty, so you have nothing to lose. For a limited time, get four MyPillows. That's right, four MyPillows for half the price. You get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. But wait, there's more just for our DJV Show listeners. They're extending their money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2019. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV to get this offer. That's promo code DJV right now at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Talk Radio Review, a weekly item that your radio ought to be set to so you can find out what's going on in the world of news talk radio. I'm Doug with Rich and Victoria. The numbers, let's just go through the stories. Number 10, NFL action, sports talk radio discussions about what's going on, who's ahead. Then the number 9 item is the passing of Penny Marshall. A lot of conversation about that. Number 8, Les Moonves and his case. That's a way of putting it, I guess, in a manner of speaking. The criminal justice reform bill is number 7. Putin and the press conference he and the leader of China had, number 6. Trump and his Trump Foundation, that whole business, what happened with that, number 5. What's going on with the financial markets? The Fed increased the rates again. That's number 4. Trump ordered the Syria withdrawal. That, as we were talking about, is number 3 this week. The battle for the border, number 2. And the Trump-Russia investigation. I just, you know what? I this is where I disagree with talkers. I just think this thing is way beyond the beyond. I don't get that there are people. Do you really hear in Washington, Richie, you both of you are in Washington. Did you hear that much conversation about this on the radio?
In indirect ways, Victoria, I guess it's splintered off into so many investigations that basically there's always some conversation about the investigation that doesn't have to do with Russia, but it does have to do with the initial investigation that started it. So, yes.
All right. Food for thought. 21 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Review. The week of December 17th to the 21st, we're examining
the Talk Radio Countdown.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Next items of interest here on the Talk Radio Review, overviewing the charts for the week of December 17th to the 21st. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria and Rich. Victoria Jones from DC Radio Company, Rich McFadden at DC's Radio America. So I just went through the stories. How about we go through the people? Penny Marshall.
Let's do it!
At number 10, Les Moonves and Woody Allen. There's a sidebar story about Woody Allen having some teenage lover. Does anybody have any? Whenever I see Woody Allen...
That was a kid of his? An adopted kid of his or not? We have to clarify that when we get into the Woody Allen conversations.
How do you mean?
Well, remember he married his adopted daughter.
Right. Yeah.
Who was underage.
Right. So, but what about...
So why does this not shock me when I hear this story?
Well, he's a perv.
Yes,
doesn't everybody get that he's a perv?
Yes.
What, I mean, these people...
What always astonishes me is that his movies are just so good.
Yeah.
It's just...
You know what? Does it take a perv or some kind of a twisted mind to be that creative, that much of a creative genius? I mean, look at all the people who are creative geniuses. They're all whacked in some kind of way.
Look at Chinatown. It's in my top five movies of all time.
Yeah. Jack Nicholson, man.
I'm not
thinking of Jack Nicholson. I'm thinking of, blanking on his name.
Well, Cyril, Jack Nicholson is a great example. Doug Steffen. Got a little out there, man.
Yeah. Well, Doug Steffen, I mean, he's an unusual gentleman.
He is.
All right, let's keep going. If I'm going to be in the same discussion as Woody Allen, I want to keep this conversation moving. Let's see. Number eight is Xi Jinping. Him too. Vladimir Putin is seven. Paul Ryan is six. There's an interesting story. Let's stop on that for a minute. Ryan leaving in the midst of his, perhaps the peak of his career. How old is he? What, 54, 55? How old is Paul Ryan?
I don't think he's that old, is he?
He's not even that old.
He's young, yeah. And he's and as he is not ashamed of saying, he's buff.
Yeah, okay, good. So what's his next job?
That's one of his things, is that he's like one of the buffest guys in Congress. Washington. He's good. A fitness freak.
Okay, good. Congratulations. I like to stay fit, too. What about his legacy?
70. Good Lord.
All right. So he's 47, 48. Yeah. So what's his legacy? What's Paul Ryan's legacy? And where does he go? Now, he's got to have any number of opportunities at his doorstep. So what's he? Does anybody know what he's actually going to be doing? You're the Washington insider, Victoria. What's he doing?
Well, I was actually on speaking with some radio stations in the Janesville area, which is his, you know, the area that he represents in Congress.
Yeah.
And it seems at this point to be a mystery, but really? You've got to know that any think tank is got its doors wide open to him, particularly, I mean, a conservative think tank, particularly conservative think tanks in the area of budget and the economy, I would think. That is his interest. That is his specialty. And so I would think the conservative world is his oyster. He also is, some would say, easy on the eye. And if he wished to go into the area of television commentary, I would think that that world would be open to him also.
Is he really that conservative?
Fiscally,
yes,
he is.
Very fiscally, very conservative, yes.
So and that's the thing. The definition, this is something we could do a long, long time discussing this, but the business of defining conservatism and what it really means, I am usually fairly offended by how people take and twist that terminology around, because most people don't even understand, they don't have a clue what it really means. So maybe we'll talk about that as we continue here on the Talk Radio.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
It's the first time in decades the country is going through three government shutdowns in 1 year. It was basically over when the House adjourned at 7 p.m., leaving the Capitol to reconvene at noon, and senators being told hours before the deadline there would be no further votes. Senator Jeff Flake says it's clear who was to blame. The president.
Just take what he said at the White House. You know, after he did that, it's tough to get it back. You know, shutdown 101 is you blame the other party at all times, and he accepted the blame.
The Supreme Court blocks the Trump administration from immediately enforcing a strict new asylum policy in a 5-4 decision that marks the second legal setback this week for efforts to tighten immigration rules. An open-ended nationwide injunction on enforcement issued by a San Francisco-based federal judge this week prompted the Justice Department to seek immediate relief from the Supreme Court. Chief Justice John Roberts provided the critical vote against the administration. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour now on the overview for this week of what's going on in News Talk Radio. News Talk, not the countdown. The official countdown is with Michael Harrison, but this is an overview from the world of tacos. Rich McFadden is here, an expert in talk. At Radio America, Victoria Jones with the D.C. Radio Company had some great radio jobs over the years and knows her way around a good conversation. I'm Doug Steffen, no stranger to conversation, whether they're always good or not, that remains to be seen. So we're working our way into the...
I'll be the judge of that.
Okay. You can be the judge of that. Help yourself.
She says quite emphatically.
Yes, she did. All right, so we're going through the top 10 people on the list. Chuck Schumer, who has never seen a microphone or a camera that he didn't want to embrace. That's my comment on him.
And from the little glasses at the end of his nose that he looked down upon you with.
And he and Joe Biden both had really bad plug jobs done on their scalp. So from that, other than that, has he got anything to say? What about what does he have to say, Victoria, that has value?
Well, first of all, he gives quite good sound bites, but it depends. I mean, he knows how to wind up the president. That's one thing. He's actually quite interesting if you attend his Senate press conferences, which I did when I was a Senate correspondent, because he's rather knowledgeable on the issues, and you wouldn't know it from these sound bites. And that's what's so fascinating about a number of the senators, is that they're actually rather knowledgeable and quite deep on a number of their specialty issues. So he can, one thing that he's able to do that a number of Democrats are very poor at is to speak in sound bites and to move the conversation along. And that's something that Democrats are poor at. And it's one of the reasons why Hillary Clinton's campaign was so dreadful, along with a number of other reasons, that she was never able to coalesce around a simple campaign slogan or to dilute her message into a five-word slogan.
You mean something like
slogan.
Make America Great Again, or...
Exactly!
Or
exactly.
Lock her up. She was not able to build that wall.
She was not able to do that.
You mean she wasn't able to do that?
She couldn't do it. Yeah. No, she couldn't.
Let's stop here for a second.
Sounds like a slogan for Walmart or Target.
I find it fascinating. And Trump is really good at this. Trump is great at encapsulating a whole issue in like four words and making it have impact. But talk about what politicians and what the news. So to move us who are sitting back here watching CNN or listening to the evening news or reading the morning newspaper, knowing that they only have a limited amount of time of our attention, 60, 90 seconds, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, you know, how do they prepare their issue of the day to be able to create that soundbite? And what does their staff do? They have speech writers that try to come up with that headline, that soundbite, so that they can deliver it in such a way. Then they have to get in front of a camera, a microphone, a writer somewhere to actually get the impact out there. How does that whole process work, Victoria?
Well, it's different for different senators and different members of Congress. Some of them work extremely closely with their communication advisors, specialists, press secretaries, and things like that, who they may have worked with for years. Some of them do it on their gut. I mean, they might be shaving and come up with, yeah, this is what I want to say to move it along. I mean, literally, they may be standing in front of the mirror and say, no, this is what I want to say, and this is the phrase, or these are the phrases that I need to say, and yes, I need to have a press conference, and I need to go on this show, and this show, and if you're of a certain stature, you can get on those shows. One of the many shortcomings of the Democrats when it comes to messaging is that, again, like cats, again, the Republicans are like dogs and the Democrats are like cats, is that it's impossible to herd them. And it's, again, this has been one of their downfalls, by and large, except with certain leaders, and that they're not all able to stay on the same message and stick to it. So, for example, if it's something to do with airline regulation, you can't get them all saying the same thing. It's a simple message. Suppose they're going to say airlines need to have bigger seats for passengers or
good
something
idea.
Like that.
Why didn't I think of that?
Right? Mm. And they could say it simply. Mm-hmm. But you can't get them all saying that, because you'll have one person saying one thing, another person saying another thing, and then another one flying off about the overhead
right.
luggage.
Right.
Well, and another one talking about stowaways.
Oh, I think Obama was the first to really just use social media like a pro.
Well.
He did, absolutely. Yeah. But Trump is an absolute wizard. I didn't realize this, but I learned a year ago or something like that, that there's an actual staff in the White House that, you know, everybody thinks Trump is just kind of sitting there with his phone and his thumbs are flying around and he's not even thinking about what he's tweeting or whatever. Right. But no, those tweets are written the night, the week before, and they are released at 3 a.m. in the morning by his press staff so that they catch the morning news cycle and twist and turn.
Yeah. They may
CNN
think that he's up all night long,
right,
and all that other stuff.
And he controls the media narrative perfectly and does it. And nobody even really realizes that, because they all play to it. They all are just like, look at CNN. They cannot ignore him. If he sends out a tweet at 3 in the morning, it's impossible for them not to run with it like a dog.
Of course not, because he's the president of the United States. I think, having spent some time in the White House, it's a combination of what you just said, that there are people who write the tweets, and himself. That's why when he announced his Syria policy, that genuinely was a surprise. Nobody was expecting that. That was him. Some of the tweets are genuinely his. And nobody expects them, and that's why the White House does run around for the entire day reacting to what he did or what he watched on Fox News, because he genuinely does that, and why he'll tweet something after something appears on Fox and Friends, because he does that, and why some of them are written in advance. So it's a combination of the two, and what President Trump has always been good at is messaging and promoting his message and promoting himself. And this is what he does. And this is why everybody is floundering because nobody else quite knows how to deal with this.
Right. Mm-hmm. Including his people.
Yeah, right. The people around him don't get it.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, that's very insightful. That's one of the reasons I'm so happy you're here, Victoria, because you've had that experience working in the White House as a reporter, as a credentialed White House reporter for a number of years, in addition to your talk radio background. So you sort of combine the two, kind of like the late great Les Kinsolving. I don't necessarily mean to put you...
not quite.
In the same bed, but the radio talk personality who also gets around, and that's why your insight is very helpful to the people listening to the program and to us as well. Victoria Jones, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen going through the people list. A couple of more to get to here. 43 past the hour. Let me help you lose some weight. Christmas weekend and eating kind of go together like, what, love and marriage?
Yeah.
Eating, eating, and eating. Well, after you enjoy the food, you've got to suffer the consequences, or you have to figure out what to do to get yourself back to the weight that you want to be. And so for the next month, you'll hear ads, people screaming on radio and television, join this gym, get on the Weight Watchers program, buy this food, lose the weight, yada, yada. Well, for a year now, I've been touting the benefits of Kellitrin. It's a soft sell, very, very, very successful weight loss program. Successful, hello, because if you measure by success, and success is not only losing the weight, but keeping it off, that's where Kellitrin comes in. You stay on the program, you keep the weight off. The main ingredient is collagen protein, which is the building block of your body. So in order to have lean muscle mass and weight loss together, you need to have collagen. And your body stops producing it when you get to be 30-ish. So what happens, you're supplementing with collagen through Kellitrin, and it helps your body to start producing collagen again, thus helping you lose the weight and keeping it off. Pretty simple formula. It's all natural, and it works wonderfully well. So for the last time before Christmas, you have an opportunity to order Kellitrin, lose the weight, go to toploss.com, and you'll get a special, special deduction. I think up to 50% off. You got to talk to the folks that are there. Go through the motions. Toploss.com. Go there. Or you can call them at 833-TOPLOSS. That's 833-867-5677. No matter what, get on the program. Save the money. Save your life. It's a great, great product. Kellitrin. I'm using it, and I love the effect. Benefits are as long as you're on. Mostly, though, you lose the weight. Keep it off. Enjoy Christmas and New Year's while thinking that you are losing weight, because that's what you'll be doing if you're using Kellitrin. Get it at toploss.com. Use the code DJV for special savings. Talk Radio Countdown Show. The charts for the week of December the 21st, or ends on Friday the 21st. At number 10, Sports Talk Radio, the usual items that, in this case, focus on the NFL, action players, that sort of thing. A lot of conversation about that, and appropriately so. Again, at this time of year, getting close to the end of the regular season. Number 9, the passing of Penny Marshall as an actress and a director. Les Moonves, the former head of CBS, in his case, he's at case, number 8. Number 7, the criminal justice reform bill on the list. Number 6, the Putin press conference. Number 5, the Trump Foundation case, legal ramifications of that, him abusing his 501c3. Number 4, financial markets, the increase in the rate hike. Trump and the Syria withdrawal is 3. The border battle, number 2. And Trump in general being investigated, number 1 this week on the countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Kellitrin, Kellotrin, safe, natural. So let's talk about the other benefits of using Kellitrin besides just losing the weight.
Our website's really informative, and it goes into detail about how it helps with those side benefits. You know, I've heard people say that it's great for digestion, you know, acid reflux. That collagen protein, it is a healing supplement. Your body is going to use it where it needs it the most. You know, we also like to tell customers, too, when you're talking about for the weight loss, this is not lose 10 pounds in 10 days. But when you're talking about about losing the weight the right way, which even doctors will tell you, 1 to 2 pounds a week, that's healthy weight loss where you can maintain it, where you can keep it off even after you get off this product. That's what you're looking for with Calitrin. You know, this is healthy weight loss.
Available at toploss.com. 10% off. If you use the DJV code, plus if you buy more than 3 bottles, you get the 4th one free. Toploss.com using the code DJV. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
In the people department, the list from Talkers, the death of Penny Marshall gets her on the list at number 10. Les Moonves gets on the list at number 9 because of his shenanigans and not being paid any money. CBS says, take a hike. We're not giving you a nickel. Zing, 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 or whoever. I'm so tired of trying to figure out how to pronounce the Chinese president's name. He's not figuring out my name, so I'm not figuring out his. Number 8, Vladimir Putin. Number 7, Paul Ryan. The end of his term, literally and figuratively. Number 6, Chuck Schumer. I wish the same for him. Number 5, Matthew Whitaker is at 4. Michael Cohen and his legal problems, the focus of conversation. Number 3, Mueller and his stuff. Let's keep the investigation going. It's billable hours. Whoopee. And Donald Trump, obviously the mainstay of conversation. Number 1 on the people list, thanks to the research and the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. Talk Radio Review, Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, and Victoria Jones. So, Mueller is supposed to submit his final report as early as February. What does that do when he's number 2 on the list of
never
people,
happened.
Trump's number 1? Never happened. What do you mean?
There's too much money being made. Nobody wants to give up this gig. That's a sweet gig, man.
Right.
Him, all of his staff. Think about all the people that are making millions and millions of dollars over there.
Yeah, at this taxpayer's expense over
another year, at least.
Get nothing out of it.
Yep.
Yeah. It's a complete waste of money, time.
Victoria, am I wrong?
I don't know, but this is just NBC News reporting that it could be as early as February, so I have no reason to assume this has not been confirmed by anybody else.
That's a ratings
this is
gimmick.
Correct.
Yeah.
Ratings gimmick for them? February is big.
Tune in for the next 9 hours because this is what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, so unless that's confirmed by anybody else, I would not assume that that's correct. And there are enough enough things going on that. Anyway, I've heard that there are a number that there may be 2 or 3 different reports covering 2 or 3 different aspects. So.
They all want this to roll into the 2020 election. The Republicans can go, look at what they're doing to us, vote for us. The Democrats can go, he's dirty and we're going to prove it. Reverend. Nobody wants this to end before the 2020 election. They're each going to use it. They've got an unspoken handshake deal to make this thing play out because it's a tool and we are the tools.
All right, Victoria, quickly, a sort of countdown extra. The London Gatwick Airport was closed for 32 hours because of drone sightings. What in the world?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, but the message from this is that this could happen anywhere.
Well, that's what I was thinking, yeah.
It's terrorism,
yeah.
But it was somebody. And you know what? Those people should be put over somebody's knee.
Agreed.
Probably some 12-year-old kid flying them around. All right, thank you both for being here on the Talk Radio Review. Victoria Jones, Executive Director of the DC Radio Company. Rich McFadden, Executive Director of Radio America. And I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 53 after the hour now. It is time for us to check the top five technology stories this week, Victoria. This is something I know you look for. You hardly sleep the night before we do this because it's so exciting. And you go through these top five items from this week in terms of technology from number five to number one. At number five, Apple is at it.
Yes, Apple has enlisted the help of the Peanuts Gang for their new streaming service. It's a new partnership. It will bring animated content that is brand new and some older school stuff from Snoopy and the gang. And that will be launching on Amazon's new, or on Apple's new streaming service next year. They have not specifically said when the date is for that, but this is meant to rival Hulu and Netflix and Amazon Prime. So according to the new report, these episodes will feature astronaut Snoopy, and they're meant to get kids interested in science and technology. So that's kind of cool, because there might even be a whole new generation of kids that don't really know Snoopy and the gang.
Yeah.
So that's
kind of
cool.
Good. Good stuff. That's good news. Number four this week is a focus on Netflix.
Right. Netflix is testing out a brand new feature that lets you instantly replay some of the scenes that they have determined to be pivotal scenes in certain movies and TV shows. So after particular scenes that Netflix has deemed shocking, there's a little pop-up that says, "Do you want to watch this scene again?" Now, this is, like all things with Netflix, most people are not liking this feature already. It's being beta tested through certain people, so you may or may not have seen these pop-ups yet. But apparently a lot of people on social media are already saying that if you're watching a movie, it's very distracting to have this pop-up ask you, "Do you want to go back and see that scene again?" And, you know, you can just rewind it and on your own. So it's very weird that they're giving you this extra little thing. And I don't know if this is going to stick around in the long run, so probably not.
All right. Number thank you. Number three, Americans and what they're doing with their credit cards.
Yeah, Americans are increasingly getting rid of cash in favor of other payment options. Now, that includes smartphone payments when you have your credit card hooked up to your Google Pay, or if you have an iPhone, then you use Siri and Apple Pay. So a lot of people are using those digital forms of payment as well as traditional debit cards and credit cards. And fewer people are carrying cash around. 29% of U.S. adults now say that they make zero cash purchases in a typical week. And that's a 5% increase from just over the past few years. And in addition, only 18% of Americans said that they use cash for pretty much everything. And that's right. Down from 24%. So we're really moving in a trend.
Yeah, this is a quick philosophy. I feel like when I pay for something with a credit card, I pay for it twice. I pay for it when I give them the card, and then when the bill comes, I pay for it again. I know that's not true.
Well, you're
but when you pay cash. You're of
the generation that understands how credit works.
Yeah.
So you understand interest rates and things like that.
Yeah.
So the younger generations don't really get that, and I'm not great with that either. So.
And so whatever is easy, that's what the younger generation's working at.
Yep.
Number two on our list of the top five technology items this week, another focus on Facebook.
Facebook had another bad week. It turns out that they exposed private photos from up to 6.8 million Facebook users. And they were those photos that you did not want to publish and didn't publish if they ended up in your story, or if you had actually uploaded the photos and then never got around to posting them. Facebook doesn't care. They took all those photos and they released them to third-party developers. And these are 1,500 apps from 876 different developers have had inappropriate access to your personal photos. So this is yet another big, big blunder that Facebook has gone through. And actually, Washington, D.C.'s Attorney General is suing Facebook now over the Cambridge Analytica scandal, which dates back to, 2017. And so he wants not just promises from Facebook, he wants restitution and penalties. So we'll see where that goes.
See where that goes. All right, let's see here. Google has the top trending searches, and that happens to be the number one story from the tech world this week.
Yep, it's always fun at the end of the year to figure out, well, what was the most Googled term? Well, that turns out to be the World Cup. People may have forgotten, but the World Cup took place in Russia over this summer, and it is the world's most watched event. The second most Googled event in the United States was Hurricane Florence, which did severe damage in the Carolinas. And then rounding out the top three Google searches for 2018 was Mac Miller, the 26-year-old American rapper who died from a suspected drug overdose. So top searches, how to vote, how to register to vote, and how to play Mega Millions.
All right, there it is, all written down for you. Well, no, it isn't. You heard it in your ear, so you have it in your head. This is the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. 6637.